Blog Talk Radio.
The Judge Joe Brown Show, presented by Valerie Denise Jones. Uncensored truth with a legal twist. Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-1167. Now, welcome your host, the celebrity consultant, Valerie Denise Jones.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, 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 guys, to the Judge Joe Brown Show. I am Valerie Denise Jones. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend these precious moments with us. We appreciate you so much. 929-477-1167 is the number that should be locked in your phone. And also, for those of you in the chat room, I appreciate the conversation that we have prior to. Good, good, good banter. Love you guys to life. Love you so much. Also want to thank everybody who's already in the building. We have a full house already. I really appreciate your love and only ask that when your mic is live, please, 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 we've been having huge problems with our background noise. And when we have problems with the background noise, then guess what? We can't share it on other platforms because they will reject it. I want to make sure that we can share all of our episodes on the platforms that we're linked to, so please be mindful of that. Okay, just put yourself on mute so I don't have to, and then, yeah, we'll just proceed and just have as much fun as is anticipated. We have got a really, really good show for you guys today. I'm really, really excited to have our guest back. We got Colleon Nuor back, and also the actor Isaiah Washington. Joshua Brown is in the house, of course. And I think what I just want to do is just get started because I'm really, really excited. I want to give them a chance to just talk. And then somewhere around the 5 o'clock hour, which is the second hour, we're going to open up the lines to callers. So there you have it. All right, so our first guest is already in the building. Again, his name is Colleon Nuor. He's an American civil rights activist, lawyer, member of the NRA, and host of the NRA web series, Nuor, N-O-I-R. He has over 100 million views on his YouTube channel and over 800,000 subscribers. Now, I want you to listen now for more of an intuitive understanding of who this man is, because I don't think that what I just read gave him any justice, but I think that this will help and also help you as it relates to, you know, his purpose and the things that he promotes. So here we go. Real fun. It's about 3 minutes long, so grab your non-alcoholic libations, pen and paper, and let's get to it.
You'll never be satisfied. You'll spend days, weeks, even months obsessing over that one gun. You'll tell yourself things like, it's the only gun I'll ever need. And you'll spend months saving up for that one gun. And when you buy it, you'll be in love for about 3 days. And then on the fourth, you'll find another gun to fall in love with. 3 days later, you're walking into a gun store just to look. 30 minutes later, you're filling out a 4473, telling yourself the AR you just bought is an investment and will only go up in price if Hillary wins. But you know you'd sell your house before you sold your guns. 2 months later, you're filling out your 15th 4473, buying another investment. A drug addiction would be cheaper than a gun addiction. The cost of the gun is just the price of admission. Guns don't come with bullets, and there's never a time where they're not selling ammo for crackhead prices. And then there's the accessories. That gun you once loved now starts looking a little weak after spending hours scrolling through picture threads on AR15.com. Now you spend more on parts and accessories to Kardashify your gun than what you spent on the gun to begin with. Oh, and did I mention that your closet isn't a gun safe? You can only store your guns like a trap queen for so long before you get so many guns that you have to buy another safe. And they're selling those at crackhead prices too. And then there's the judgment. Buy more than one gun, and all of a sudden you're a ticking time bomb. Buy more than two guns, and then they're reporting you to Homeland Security. Every gathering turns into a low-key intervention session about how you stockpiling weapons of mass destruction is scaring everyone. Then there's that cute girl you just met who you can't seem to get to return your text messages. 2 weeks later, you find out she told the sort that she liked you, but after seeing all the guns in your apartment, she thought you were a gang-banging drug dealer. This is the reality of getting in the guns. Sure, they make you happy and are a blast to shoot, protect the lives of the people you love and yourself, but like everything else in this world, there's a dark side. So the next time you're driving down the street and you see a gun store or see that recommended video from that sexy chocolate pro-gun YouTuber, do yourself a favor and turn the other way. You don't want these problems. But who am I kidding? This shit is fun.
Yes, that was fun, guys. It was actually very informative and hilarious at the same time. Gang-banging drug dealers and sexy chocolate YouTubers. I don't think you could ask for more. I really, really don't. Welcome, welcome, Colion to the show. How are you?
Welcome.
I'm known for my soundbite, so you're going to have to excuse me.
No, you're good. I figured it was about to start a roll in. I was like, what the hell? Oh, okay.
That was super, super, super cute. Oh, my gosh. Yes. So, welcome to the show. Welcome back. I hope you're having a great day. Are you?
Yeah, pretty busy. Been running around like crazy. I'm actually inside of a car right now. Still running around, but other than that, everything's good.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of car, because I got to look to see if the judge is in the building, so I want to do that here in a few secs. Speaking of car, you had a very, very interesting bumper sticker, and I have to say, when I first heard of you, I thought the same thing, only, you know, you call us identity politicians, and we fall prey to our own identity politics. You say that we're victims of. I'm referencing a video that was on your YouTube page, and it was like I just learned a lot, you know, from it. I want to play this clip, and real quick, I want you to just share with us what you shared during a recent interview, because I think it was just it'll put us in our place, I think, is what it'll do, because I don't think black men, NRA, are synonymous, so I'd like for you to dispel any myths. So I'm going to play this. It's about 25 seconds long, and, yeah, I want to get your take and then bring in the judge. All right, here we go.
Washington Post contributor Kimberly Johnson taken to task online for this now deleted tweet. It says, out on the road the other day, I saw an affluent black man driving a BMW with two bumper stickers. One was pro-NRA and the other one was a Tea Party sticker that read, don't tread on me. This left me very confused.
NRA TV host Colion Noir has a response to her, and he joins us now.
Yeah, go on and respond to that. I'm very, very interested.
So that actually wasn't me. That was driving. But I did respond to it.
Oh, so it's not your BMW, not your BMW.
No, it wasn't actually my. No, it wasn't. Yeah, I'm very anti bumper sticker. I'm a car guy, so I'm very anti bumper sticker. So,
That
actually wasn't me, but. You know, they wanted me to speak on it, considering, you know, I'm a black guy, I'm with the NRA, and everything else that I do on the Second Amendment front. So, you know, they wanted me to speak on it and give my take on it, because that is a sentiment that I've experienced a number of times, you know, just out and about and in my life.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, real quick, just because I mentioned it earlier, what do you mean? There's a video, guys. I know that I'm acting like you actually know what I'm referencing, but there's a video on his page. The title of the video is Author is confused. Black man supports NRA, and Colion Noir speaks out. And it's a very, very interesting video. It won't take up too much of your time. It's only about 5 minutes long, but you will learn a lot because it's jam-packed with so much information. And the part that I really enjoy most about it was the fact that you had a message, you know, for the people who are watching the video and also for listeners today. I think it could actually apply today. A message with respect to our commonalities and forward progression, because you were just talking about the fact that a lot of people have a tendency to shame you and try to put you into a box. Yeah, so if you could define identity politics, what did you mean by that?
Identity politics, basically, at least from my perspective, is basically taking an individual and then accounting for his superficial external appearance and then judging him and holding them to a certain expectation of what you expect from that person to believe in life. So you see me as a young black man, there's a stereotypical notion that I'm supposed to believe a certain thing, and as a result, I should vote a certain way, I should talk a certain way, I should hang out with certain people, and I shouldn't like certain things, and I should like other things. And so it's this kind of minimizing of people's individuality by way of saying, well, you're black, so you believe this, you're white, so you believe that, and so forth and so on. And I think it does a disservice to not only just the inherent dynamics of social interaction in this country, but it's also creating a dynamic where you have entire groups of people who are essentially being typecasted as a monolith in terms of the way that they're supposed to vote. There's almost a shaming effect. It's like, if I'm black and I believe certain things, then I'm essentially socially ostracized from my own community. And I think that's wrong.
Yeah, and I totally agree. I definitely agree with that. And I'm really, really happy that I am one of the many platforms that you lend your expertise to truly express yourself, because I think that's very, very important, because I agree with something else that was mentioned in that video, and that is social media is one of the places that, will afford people an opportunity to just attack people, because our what we're saying or what we tweet can get misconstrued, so sometimes it is important that we have conversation instead of just reading things and then applying it based on our own understanding. But anyway, I could talk to you all day because I find you to be a very, very interesting person. Definitely that. Hopefully in the back of your mind, I'm sending a subliminal message. I'll get a part 3 and 4 with you. Yeah, there's so many layers to you, and I appreciate you.
No, touche. Yeah, I'm open for it. It's always been a thing for me, and I've been standing on my soapbox for the last several years, basically. It's like, fine, if you don't agree with me, just have the conversation and hash it out. If you're not willing to subject your thoughts, your belief system to the scrutiny of discourse, then do you really believe it? So.
Right. So totally agree. Yeah, all right. So I don't want to hog up any more of your time. I want to, at this time, welcome the judge. I finally found him, 323-646. Welcome. Judge Brown, how are you?
Hey, the judge is back in the house.
Yeah, we hung out 2 hours
ago. I'll say this. My credibility resume is as good as anybody's out there, so if they don't like it, screw them. But I'm an NRA member, I'm a life member, and a sustaining life member, and my perspective on it is I've not liked a lot of the NRA general politics, but I am for everybody having access to armaments, because as crazy as it's getting, that's the only way we'll keep sanity. So...
Hey, Judge, hold on 1 second. Guys, this is the first time ever in my history where the time is set. I want to beg everybody. Can you guys – this is crazy. All right, so it appears this show was only set for 15 minutes. I need everybody who's on the line, and we have an absolute full house. Coleon, can you please, Judge, please, everybody else, who is on the line, can you guys please call back in like 15 minutes? It's so unprofessional. And I apologize, but I set 2 shows today. And yes, you got
to
call back
because
it's about
minutes.
Yeah, it won't let me do it prior to 4:30. This is so embarrassing.
15 minutes left on the last one.
I set all the shows today. And
okay,
yeah, it's going to put us off.
4:30
Yes,
time.
3:30
okay.
Central, 4:30 Eastern. Yes, please, guys, please call back so we can continue this conversation. I apologize.
Okay.
copy that, Roger that.